Describe a story someone told you and you remember.
Do young children like the same stories as older children? No, I think that young children have different tastes in stories than older children. Preschoolers and even older children tend to like stories that have a lot of action and more complicated plots. They might get bored if the story isn't complex enough. But toddlers like stories that are simple and fun. They like stories that aren't too scary or thrilling. They also like really silly stories. I once saw kids giggling just by looking at a photo of a kid playing on a swing in a children's book. Anything that's light and entertaining is good for them. How has technology changed storytelling? Well, I believe technology has really opened up the possibilities for storytelling. Animation is a great example. In the past, animation looked very plain and wasn't very impressive. But now, thanks to all the new software that's out there, animation can look almost as convincing as real life. There are so many different art styles that can be used in animation, which helps create really interesting and beautiful stories for moviegoers. How do people tell stories to children? I think people usually simplify things when they tell stories to children, which can help children understand the stories easily. Besides, adults usually don't want to expose their children to anything too dark or adult for them. So they tell stories that are just fun and entertaining. Sometimes they even use silly voices to make the kids laugh. Telling stories to kids is all about keeping them smiling and having fun. So it's best to avoid anything too serious or mature. Why do children like stories? Simply put, children like stories because they're entertaining. When you listen to a really good story, you get totally wrapped up in it. Stories are distracting, but in a fun way. They can make you laugh, or they can even make you cry. Besides, when children listen to stories, they get to learn about the world in a sense. Stories help them understand some more serious topics, but in a way that isn't too overwhelming. For example, the story of the rabbit and the turtle helps children understand the meaning of perseverance more easily. Some children watch TV for a long time. Do you think that is good or not? Well, most homes nowadays have a television in addition to computers and tablets, so children can watch TV anytime, anywhere. I don't think this is a good thing because children might become addicted to TV and never get any physical exercise or social interaction. Actually, I think that having limits on screen time for kids is a good idea. Every family is different, but generally speaking, kids need to spend more face-to-face time with their family and friends. And spending more time outside instead of watching TV is very helpful to their physical development as well.